The Escape Pod. Let's go on a trip through time to see what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
Preparing escape pod for launch.
Today was yesterday's tomorrow.
Pressurizing.
Where we are now used to be the unimaginable future.
Fuel.
Nominal.
And today's outdated entertainment used to be yesterday's state of the art.
Power.
Nominal.
Sifting through science fact and science fiction, from outdated technology to the birth of the future. Let's get away from it all for a few minutes by going back the way we came, into logbook.com's escape pod.
Escape pod ready.
The logbook.com's escape pod is charting a course through geek history. I'm Earl Green, and it's time for another look at the factual, the far out, and the foundations of the future. This is what tomorrow looked like yesterday.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Booster ignition and liftoff of Columbia. A new decade of spaceflight begins.
Sending from the tower, hand over to Houston complete. Roll program initiated.
Roger, roll, Columbia.
Good roll confirmed as Columbia heads out on the proper launch azimuth for the race to catch LDEF.
On this day in 1990, it was a long-delayed package pickup in orbit. Space Shuttle Columbia lifted off for a 10-day mission to deploy a communications satellite and to retrieve another satellite called LDEF from orbit. LDEF, the long-duration exposure facility, had been deployed by Challenger in 1984. The halt in shuttle flights after the 1986 Challenger disaster meant that LDEF was in orbit nearly 5 years longer than expected. In 2009, China launched Shenzhou 2, testing out its future manned spacecraft without a crew. Shenzhou 2 was in orbit for nearly a week. And in 2007, the Apple iPhone was unveiled by Steve Jobs himself.
Three things: a widescreen iPod with touch controls, a revolutionary mobile phone, and a breakthrough internet communication device. An iPod, a phone, and an internet communicator. An iPod. A phone. Are you getting it? These are not three separate devices. This is one device. And we are calling it iPhone. Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
On this day in 1965, there was a new face aboard the TARDIS for the first time in the history of Doctor Who.
Why did he keep you here? They killed all the crew. When we landed, we made contact here. Everyone on board was invited to a grand sort of meeting. I couldn't go. I was in a fever or something. I stayed here that night. I remember waking up. Thunderstorm, I thought. But it was an explosion.
Maureen O'Brien joined the cast as Vicky, the first new companion since the beginning of the show, envisioned as a replacement for the Doctor's granddaughter, Susan. In 1978, in the second episode of Blake 7, Blake and his fellow freedom fighters laid eyes on the ship that would make their crusade against the evil Federation possible.
This ship operate under her own power.
I don't see why not.
But could you pilot it?
Eventually, I might just be able to make a start and stop.
Got 2 minutes, no more. Help her, Raven.
What are you going to do?
Check the outer hatch in case someone decides to try and join us.
A year later, in 1979, the second season of Blake 7 premiered, and the alien race who built Blake's ship came back for it.
Where did those ships come from? Who were they?
Yes, and why did they attack? Zen was confident they weren't Federation.
So why did they pick on me?
I doubt if it was personal, Villa.
It felt personal. It always feels personal when someone tries to kill me.
It seems we were pretty lucky. Those ships came up on us when we were blind. They should have been able to wipe us out completely.
When you get Zen working, ask him to prescribe something for a headache, will you? I've got this shocking pain right behind the eyes.
Have you considered amputation?
You can read about these events and many more on thelogbook.com's ever-evolving timeline of geek history. The book Vorp 2 is available now, thelogbook.com's guide to the most recent season of Doctor Who, along with complete guides to the spin-off series Torchwood, the Sarah Jane Adventures, K-9, and the Big Finish Doctor Who audio adventures. You can pick up other original books and DVDs and hundreds of other titles in thelogbook.com store anytime. Thanks for listening to The Escape Pod.
Escape Pod was written and produced by Earl Keane.